And another little red vegetable about this big.
Radish.
Grow those.
Still grow them. Mm-hmm.
And how about the different kinds of potatoes? Would you explain the different kinds of potatoes that you grew especially?
Well, we just grew the regular ice potato, you know, the red triumph ice potato. As far back as I can recollect,
is that right?
Now, we used to have a kind of a white potato we grew here, but they quit growing them in this country. Now, nobody ever grew a white one now, hardly ever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to call them. I think Idaho potato, mm-hmm. the white ones are. Mm-hmm.
And the red one, is that a sweet potato or?
Oh, that's ice potato.
Ice?
I'm speaking of ice potato. Oh, sweet potatoes, we used to have what they call a regular old yam, they call them. Yam right. potatoes, you know. Uh-huh. Didn't say sweet potato, said yams, you know.
See. There's no difference between a sweet potato and the yams.
No. They had a red sweet potato. The yams, they call them then. Mm-hmm. It's almost, the skin's plum red. Mm-hmm. Boy, they'd grow red big.
Oh, that big.
The red one, yeah, a heap larger uh-huh. than the yellow.
I see.
We just grow now what they call a Puerto Ricans and two, three different kinds of mm-hmm. Puerto Ricans might be pretty potato.
And could you grow, what would you grow for seasoning? What would you grow to season things with spicy?
The vegetable line. They cooked up the fat of the hog, you know, and then seasoned it with the lard. It's called lard.
And would you use any vegetable as seasoning? Any sharp vegetable that you'd use?
Well, such as peas, beans, cabbage, things, you put lard in them, you know. Put fat meat in there, either one you wanted to, you know.
Well, I wonder, how about peppers? You grow peppers here?
Oh yeah, we had red pepper. Mm-hmm. We did, from way back in, man, when I was a boy, I never seen nothing but red pepper in my life. Mm-hmm. Red pepper. But now then, they got bell pepper and they got different kinds, you know, mm-hmm. sweet pepper. Back in olden days, I never seen nothing like that.
All red?
All red.
And how about onions, do you?
Oh, we raised onions every year. We use sets, you know, put out sets in the spring, you know, and grow onions.
And what would you call the little ones?
Well, now that's sets. I mean, yeah, that's plants, onion plants. Most of the time now, we never use onion sets, we use plants, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then they grow.
Great big onions.
Yeah,
you know.
Now do you ever.
Little bitty old nail thing, just about the size of a mat stem, you know. Mm-hmm. Set it out and about two little green leaves sticking up there. Mm-hmm. Stay there a week or two, and first thing you know, they start go up there half knee high, you know. And then they'll go to make an onion.
Do you eat them before they become an onion?
Oh, yeah, use them green. We use what's called here in this country, use what's called a shallot. And they are. Be 4, 5, 6, 7 in a hill, you know. Paint one and then it'll just bunch out around it.
I see.
For early use, you take that and then you just pull them off, you know. And it'll be sometimes it'll get as large as the end of your thumb. Mm-hmm. And then have the green part with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are the shallots come up every year?
If you leave them in the ground, they would, and don't freeze out. Okay. Mother always took hers up, best I recollect. Put them in some to keep them freezing, and then set them out in spring, the early spring.
Mm-hmm. How about